You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Catholic Church has a new leader, Pope Leo XIV, elected after just 2 days of conclave in what many are calling a quick and unified decision. He follows Pope Francis, whose time as Pope was known for major reforms and a focus on social issues. Now people are asking, will Leo continue that legacy or take the Church in a new direction? Some describe Leo XIV as a moderate, but we are yet to see what issues he will choose to act on. For this week's interview, I spoke to Dr. Greg McCarr, a theology researcher at the University of Otago, about what we can expect from Pope Leo's time in charge and what it means that he's the first American pope in history. We also looked at why the conclave happened so quickly this time and whether a new pope could bring changes not just for Catholics, but for the wider world. Pope Leo XIV has been described as following in the footsteps of his predecessor Francis, but unlike Francis, he's also been described as a moderate in his views. Where do his views actually stand?
Well, I think we're all getting to know Pope Leo XIV together. I wouldn't say with any confidence yet to what extent he'll be a continuity pope with Pope Francis. It seems from his opening address and also the message that he gave this Sunday, that he intends to be a unifier. He began his address to the world and to the Church with "Peace be with you," the greeting of Christ at his resurrection, and he continued that theme of peace in his Sunday message. I think this Pope, my hunch is that he is going to be someone who will bring together the various factions of the Church. And while I expect him to, in all likelihood, follow Francis in certain social issues, particularly with regards to a concern for the marginalised, for the displaced, and for the environment, I think in other respects we may well see moves of reconciliation towards the more liturgically conservative groups within the Church.
From what we've seen so far, are there any key issues that we can expect Pope Leo to focus on?
Well, I think interestingly, I think his name, Pope Leo XIV, gives something of a clue, and the Pope said as much, I believe, in a message yesterday. So Pope Leo XIII was a very consequential pope, and he was a pope in the late 19th century and during the Industrial Revolution, which saw huge changes to the makeup of society and to the relationship between workers and employers. And Pope Leo XIII was really instrumental in bringing about what we now see as Catholic social teaching and Catholic social concern, and addressing that huge reconfiguration in society. And I think Pope Leo XIV, in choosing the name, in choosing to follow the lineage of Leo's, intends to address another great paradigm shift that we're currently seeing with artificial intelligence, and with the huge shifts in social and economic makeup of society there.
There's been a lot of talk around Pope Leo being the first American pope. What implications does this actually have?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I think for many, his coming out onto the balcony after the white smoke was quite a surprise. Very few anticipated the North American pontiff. Previously, there's been some caution about the prospect of a U.S. pope, due in part to the way in which this might align the world's most powerful nation, the United States, and the world's largest Christian denomination. But I don't think that anyone is particularly concerned about that particular alignment between this particular pope and this particular U.S. government. He has expressed already, as a cardinal, some critique of the U.S. government.
There's been so much talk of the new pope in the media. It's been completely saturated with it. So for the non-Catholic world that's hearing about this right now, what wider world implications does a change in Pope actually have for non-Catholics?
Well, I think the Catholic Church, being 1.4 billion human beings, I think inevitably the head of that organization and that body is going to have a huge impact and a huge influence on relationships and on perceptions of Christianity for non-Christians and of Catholicism for non-Catholics. I think previously popes have had quite an impact geopolitically. If we think back to John Paul II and the Cold War in Europe, Francis and the environmental crisis, as well as the refugee crisis that was during his papacy. And I expect Leo the 14th to have a similar influence and a similar impact upon geopolitics and upon religious and non-religious relations.
Now, I just want to touch quickly on the actual process of selecting the Pope. So the conclave at this time only took about 2 days. How did this differ from previous conclaves?
Well, it was certainly quick and certainly quicker than many anticipated. It's perhaps worth noting that the past two conclaves have also been of similar length. We've seen recently a range of 4 or 5 votes, but what made this something of a surprise is that this time we had the largest number of cardinals. So in 2013, I believe we only had 117 cardinals. This year we had 133. I think I'm right in saying it's the first time it's been over 120. And that includes a large number, 108 or so, that were appointed by Pope Francis relatively recently and therefore weren't perhaps as familiar with one another as cardinals have been at previous conclaves. It was also notably the most geographically diverse conclave. A particular increase in representation in places like Asia and South America. And that was intentional, I think, by Pope Francis, so that the church represents where it's growing the most and where the faithful are most located today. So I think in some respects, it was different from other conclaves, but in other respects, there's certainly a continuity as well.
That was theology researcher at the University of Otago, Dr. Greg McCarr, on the selection of a new pope, Leo the 14th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.